Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. I'd like another song to play at this point in time because I kind of have a feeling something's going to happen here. I have a feeling. I got a vibe that something's... No.
Yeah.
Are you saying...
Lenny Kravitz is coming in.
No. American Woman. That song means it's time for Carrie Pomeroli. That's right. It's our monthly visit with our favorite Hollywood correspondent. She's a comedian. She's an actor. She's an author. She is CarriePalm.com. Carrie Pomeroli. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. She's here.
Oh, let's not pretend that you don't want me to be Lenny Kravitz right now. I want me to be Lenny Kravitz. Let's just be honest.
He's got his dreads
I
back.
I feel that he's my soulmate.
He is your soulmate. You feel that, huh?
He's my height. He's my height.
I thought by now, Carrie, that you would have found your soulmate on like eHarmony or something, and all those amazing profiles that are out there.
Hi. Okay, so Drew, we were having one of our talks like off camera, which we do like every year, like once. And I'm just going to tell the fans that sometimes around the new year, we can be a little alone lay, right? And
yeah.
So that's when eHarmony preys on the innocent. And they were like, hey, it's free. Like, your soulmate just emailed us. And he's like, what's up, Carrie? If you sign on. So I'm going to cut to the chase. And I hope eHarmony's not one of your sponsors. Are they one of your sponsors?
Nope. Nor will they be after
this.
And I
love Christians, and I love Jesus. But eHarmony is the sea of socially awkward. I thought I could get through it. I don't want to make fun of God's children, but I got a message from a guy. This is real. This is real. It's called Love Me, Love Me, right? And he has a Star Wars t-shirt on. It's a size 6X Oshkosh. This man is not a size 6X, but maybe he thought like a midriff was like a good look. Okay, and this is exactly, and then it was like, and then the message was, hey girl, hey, which I was like, that's cool. You're like, hey, but I want to emphasize hey. So the message was, hey girl, hey, right? So then it says that he's in banking and finance, which I was like, sweet. So then I'm like, let's not judge on the book's cover because God is things of big and small. And so his profile said, looking for a girl with a good assitude, which is ASCITUED.
Wow.
Big breastuses.
Wow.
Nice butt, BUT, lovely legs, and not going to cause a lot of, I can't say the word, starts with an F, trouble. That was in the profile. That's what he's looking for. And then he wrote, also looking for someone intelligent, which is my favorite part because he spelled intelligent correctly.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
This is a legit profile.
No, this is a real guy. I don't want to make fun of him because he's a person, but it says, where do you want to go on a date? And he says, I like to go out in public. So I figured he's locked up in a basement.
I'd like to go out in public.
I think he's locked up in a basement, and People Magazine's going to cover the story. My friend Angela Hoover is a comedian. She's like, please go out with him. Please, I'll film it. I'll film it. Please go. So I called eHarmony and I was like, you need to erase my existence from your universe. My daughter can never find out about this foray into. So it's a jungle out there.
It's a jungle. But listen,
Carrie,
what I want to know is, you know, you're kind of living on your own. You're a divorced woman, you know, that kind of thing. How do you get through the tough times? Hey, what are the coping tricks that you have?
I've got two words. Netflix. And I was talking to you about this. because my divorce was 4 years ago, and I got through it by watching reruns of Friday Night Lights under the covers, lusting after a 31-year-old playing a high school boy, Taylor Kitsch, or whatever his name is. He's one of your people. And I don't think that's creepy when you're going through a divorce. Like, there's new rules.
Yeah.
When you're going through a divorce, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, the nights are long. I think that's an Eagles song. Yeah. Something about the nights are long. But it's bad. It's bad. Carbs and Netflix were what got me through my divorce.
But
I don't know
but
what
about
we could give to the listeners.
Are you doing the internet dating? Like anything happening there?
I decided that, as we discussed, if I ever did it, I'm going to go on the heathen one, as we like to call it. You like to call it the normal people
one. Yes.
Which I was like, I'm going to go on the normal one and be like, do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain? If they don't write me back on that basis alone, they're not my soulmate.
Yeah, they got to get the cultural references.
When I sing sailing, they're going to be like, take me away to where my soul is. They know. I have to date an old guy, Drew. Let's be honest. Because only old people know those references.
Oh, my goodness. What I would like to know is, you have been known as being an eccentric worshiper. Pretty out there when it comes to worship. You're like, what I want everyone to imagine is Elaine from Seinfeld worshiping. Just get that reference.
My friend told me that, you know, I could get in trouble for talking about this, but I go to an all-black church, and I'm the member. And I've been there 4 years, so they said I could use the word black. I don't know if he's African-American.
Yep. No, that's fine.
They call me, like, light. And so I have these older ladies that when they're worshiping God, I don't know if they're worshiping or having a seizure. I sit behind them, and they always look like they're pulling their back out. Do you know what I mean? You ever been worshiping with somebody, and they're in pain, and they're like, oh, yes, yeah. Jesus. Yeah. And you're like, no, Jesus.
No.
Stop it.
No, if you're going to touch me and I'm going to do that, ooh, I don't know.
Have you ever seen the Drop It Like It's Hot ladies that were dropping it like it's hot in the 80s, and now they're in their 80s, and they're still dropping it like it's hot? It hurts. Like,
there's
a guy in my church I know, because I know he was a pimp because he still wears the same outfits to church. I know he was a pimp, and he prays for me like a pimp.
How does a pimp, how would Huggy Bear pray for Carrie Pomeroli?
I walk right into that one? Okay, so there's a real guy. These are not jokes, people. This is my like, he's like, well, you know, it's like, it's all good, and we hope Jesus that you provide, and if you don't, I have the opportunities for her later. Like, just stuff like that. Just really godly.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's all good.
It's all good.
Like, they don't pronounce their consonants.
Yeah.
I think that's pimp speak. Like, you all right? You okay? You know, stuff like that.
You are a funny, funny, awkward white girl, let me tell you.
I feel like there's someone out there for me. Like, and I need people to stop praying for me and Ron to get back together. That is not godly. I was like, the Lord did not ordain that prayer. He's got a man bun. Ron was even looking at my internet profiles with me. That's not awkward. Me and my ex-husband looking through eHarmony. He's like, that one looks good. I'm like, are you on crack?
The thing I like about you, Carrie, the most is just the impact that your children have on you. And I just had DDP on, Mr. Wrestling Guy, a yoga guy, and I wanted to know if anyone in your family do yoga?
Oh, absolutely. So we were on an airplane, and we have some opinions about yoga. And I think Lucy was about four, and she sat next to this lady, and the lady's like, what do you do? She's like, I go to preschool. And then she's like, what do you do? And the lady's like, I'm a yoga teacher. I'm going to a yoga retreat. And Lucy's like, we don't do yoga. It's demonic. Right, mommy?
Oh, man.
Like, no, mommy just doesn't want to work out. We told her everything is demonic. So I told her Pilates was demonic. Walking.
Running.
I don't like kids when they talk, Drew.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. But who gives you more like, does your 11-year-old give you any sort of embarrassing moments when you're out in the public?
Yeah. We were in Cost Plus the other day at the store, and actually it was before Christmas, but for comedy purposes, I'll say the other day. And so Jingle Bells came on, and so she said, you know, I sang a little song, and she goes, Mother, you're embarrassing me. And I was like, sweetie, you're 11. Buckle up, okay? And I like, who do you think chaperoning? You're prom, sweetie. I'm the entertainment, all right? You better like it. How could she be embarrassed at 11? You raised a daughter, Drew. I'm not equipped for this.
No.
I was like, this is too easy.
You are an exhaustion on wheels. That is all I have to say about you.
I am a delight in your month, my darling.
That's true. That is very true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was our monthly visit with our favorite Hollywood correspondent, Carrie Pomeroli. Carrie, just before we say goodbye to you, I want to let everyone know your website, carriepalm.com. And I want to know, have you seen any celebrities?
Oh, crap. Well, just myself. Every morning I look in the mirror and I was like, what's up, pretty?
That'll do. Oh, man. Take care, sweetheart. Okay. We will talk to you soon.
Right.
Bye, Carrie.
Goodbye.
Bye. Man, what a way to end a show, eh?
She's the best. She's so good.
I don't know what is wrong with that girl, but it works. It works.